of you have ever done an art writing project like this in school? When I taught third grade, I used to use this project to teach the basic form of a paragraph. The one, you know, that has a topic sentence, 3 points, and a conclusion. Even though it's as old as the hills, it is still new to 7- and 8-year-olds. And I'll bet that 50 or 100 years ago and every year since, some teacher somewhere has had a class do something like this. So here is my basic paragraph. I am thankful for so many things. I have a good job that I love, working with good people to make the world a better place. I live in a wonderful house with 2 kitties and a dog who meet me at the door whenever I come home. I get to go to California to see my nephews at Thanksgiving. My life is rich and full, and I have so much to be grateful for. Now, to the kids and youth out there, in your activity bags, there is a way, a little turkey making supplies in there for you. So you can make a turkey. You do not have to write a whole paragraph. But as you're putting it together, perhaps you can think about the things that you are grateful for. For it is important at Thanksgiving to think about all that we have to be grateful for, even as there are many families who don't have enough for all the things they need and want, we all still have much to be thankful for. And yet, in our world, so much of our focus is on having things, which does create for us problems over and over again. So what if today we also give thanks for all that we don't have? Usually when we think about what is missing in our lives, the new car, the latest video game, a really cute pair of shoes, it just fuels our desire to have whatever that thing is. Yet what if instead we actually try to be thankful for all the things we do not have? What if we let the emptiness be there before rushing to fill it? Rather than being unhappy because we don't have something, what if we were actively grateful for not having it? What if you were able to say, I am grateful that I do not have that much desired thing, be it a sporty car, a bigger house, an iPad, or an Xbox One? What if you could say that and really mean it? How would that change you? What might that teach you? How could it open you up, grow in you more compassion? How might it prepare you for new delights? To have and have not, and being grateful for both. It could be a downright counter-cultural way of helping us all live differently. Come, let us worship together.
Thanks for coming up here with me.
Okay. The story this morning is called The Secret of Saying Thanks, and it's adapted from a book by Douglas Woods. Okay? The world is full of mysteries. Gentle, shy things that some people know and some don't. Some mysteries are secrets to be uncovered, and some appear in front of you all during your day. The best mysteries are the ones that make us happy. And the best thing about a mystery is sharing it with someone else who wants to know. Perhaps you'd like to discover one of the happiest mysteries of all. You will surely find it for yourself one day. You'll uncover it all on your own, maybe when you least expect it. You might discover a mysterious secret at dawn, a morning like all other mornings. The sun climbs over the edge of the earth and begins to fill the world with light and warmth. It touches your cheek with a golden ray, and you say softly, simply, thanks. Thank you, sun, for the gift of a new day, for all its choices and challenges, for all the beauty that it brings. Or sometimes, perhaps, you'll notice a flower as if for the very first time and thank it and all of its bright brothers and sisters for coloring your path and reminding you how easy it can be to smile. Or you might discover the secret when you find yourself under an old tree and, grateful for cool shade on a hot day, remember the good and gentle gifts of all trees over all the earth. Forests to explore, leaves to sing in the breeze, and roots to hold the earth in place. One long day, you may stop to rest upon a rock, a silent stone that's been waiting age upon age for someone to come along and just say, thank you. Thank you, all stones and rocks and pebbles and hills and mountains. Thanks for your silence and patience, for standing still and not changing in a world so full of noise and speed and change. You may find the secret when you hear a bird sing and feel grateful for the gentle music of the skies, for a flash of wing and brightness of feathers, for the good company of graceful creatures who dance upon the wind. And perhaps you'll remember to thank all creatures. They remind us of the mystery and beauty of all life, and they save us from a great loneliness here on our small blue planet sailing among the stars. And those stars themselves, tiny twinkling beams from a far, far away, farther than you can even dream, that give us just enough light for dreaming or wishing upon. Don't forget to thank them and the soft, shining moon that helps us to find our way in the dark. Beneath the moon, the earth's waters are spread with silver, lakes and rivers, ponds and puddles, streams and oceans. It is waters that make the magic of life possible. Perhaps you will remember to say, thanks. Thank you, waters, for sweet drinks, for cool swims and reflecting sunsets, and for the gift of life itself. Maybe you'll first find the secret in your own home, sitting around a table with people you love, giving thanks for good food and the good earth that gave it, for the many hands that prepared it, and for friends and family to share it. Perhaps one day you'll feel the secret when someone is holding your hand or kissing away your tears or hugging you close or reading you a story or tucking you into bed at night and reminding you to count your blessings or to say your prayers. Or it might be in your bedtime prayer itself as you say thanks for sun and moon and stars and rocks and trees and flowers and waters and birds and animals and all those who you love and who love you. For here is the happiest mystery that is often a secret, if you've not already guessed it. The heart that gives thanks is a happy one, for we cannot feel thankful and unhappy at the same time. The more we say thanks, the more we find to be thankful for, and the more we find to be thankful for, the happier we become. We don't give thanks because we're happy. We are happy because we give thanks.
And so now we give thanks for all that we do have. And for we'll be doing two litanies this morning, and for both of them, your part is easy. I will say a few words, and then you respond by saying, I bring a grateful heart. Now, Emmy is also going to teach us how to say this in sign language. So we'll do that a couple of times, and you can sign it and say it in response. I bring a grateful heart. I bring a grateful heart. Okay, so follow Emmy for the signs, and I will speak the words. For homes that shelter, that give warmth on cold, snowy days, for blankets and chairs and showers and baths and microwaves and kitchen tables and favorite mugs, I bring a grateful heart. For being alive in a mostly healthy body, for breathing fresh air, for running and jumping and playing games, for eyes that can see the smile on another's face, for hands that write and cook and hammer and comfort, for ears to hear music, kind words, a babe's cry, for mouths to taste and lips to kiss, for the smell of brownies baking and flowers blooming and the memories that they carry, I bring a grateful heart. For family and friends who gather round tables, who listen with care, who help us play and rest and just be silly, who offer a pat on the back or a shove of encouragement, who show up when there is work to be done, fun to be had, memories to make. I bring a grateful heart. For things that bring comfort and ease and simple joy, for widescreen flat TVs, for long massages, for cars and planes and trains and buses that carry us to work or to see distant loved ones, for computers and good books, for libraries and state parks, for baseball and football, golf and soccer, for cappuccinos and neighborhood cafes, for cats on a lap and dogs sniffing the air on long walks, I bring. For beauty of snow-covered hills, for rain and sun, ocean and mountains, trees and rocks and squirrels, for gardens that grow, the warmth of the sun and the cool of the breeze, for the natural world which is our first mother, our happiest playground, the place from which we come and to which we return, I bring. And now we get to do the other half litany, giving thanks for all those things that we do not have. Your response is the same. I bring a grateful heart. For the hungers that are not satisfied, that make any meal taste better, for the compassion that hunger and want teach us about those who are always hungry, I bring a grateful heart. For the unaffordable yet longed for things in store windows that we really want, yet can still grow in us appreciation for all that we do not have, that we do have, though it be old and worn and well used, the well-loved teddy bear, the comfortable sweater, the favorite chair. I bring a grateful heart. For patience, waiting, silence, for standing still and not changing in a world so full of speed and noise, for all the things we cannot touch or hold, the night sky, a cool breeze, sunlit clouds. I bring a grateful heart. for the friends and family who are far away, for the dear ones who have died, for the bittersweetness of love and memory that teach us to take the opportunities we have now to speak of and show our love. I bring a grateful heart. For having less than we want to have, for learning to lead a simpler life, for less clutter to get in the way, for the space to see more clearly what is important. I bring a grateful heart. For the ends of things, though sad or regretful, that teach us the value of what we have had, and that may yet open us to new beginnings, new endeavors, new loves, new life. I bring a grateful heart. Gracious God, of many names and no name, mystery beyond all naming, spirit of life, which dwells within and among and beyond us this day and always. May we move with grateful hearts for all that we have and all that we do not have. May our lives be richer for both. May we see more clearly what is most important to us, what we value most in our lives. May we see ourselves in each other's eyes. And may we know that however much we have, however much we lack, all are welcome here. Our communion table is wide, so that all may sit and be fed. Amen, and blessed be.